The committee voted 10 to nothing with one member absent to approve a 2-cent sales tax increase on gasoline to take effect in June. The revenues would be used for highway and infrastructure maintenance and improvements. Some business groups are adamantly opposed to the increase. The Vermont chapter of the National Federation of Independent Business says 94% of respondents to a survey oppose raising the per-gallon tax. The Vermont Petroleum Association and the Vermont Grocers Association have collected more than 10,000 petition signatures opposing the gasoline tax increase. Joe Choquette is the lobbyist for the Vermont Petroleum Association.
It's particularly a problem for our dealers along the New Hampshire and Massachusetts borders, where we already have a significant difference in the level of the tax. For example, we're 7 cents a gallon higher in state gas tax than they are in New Hampshire. The first stage of this increase will put us almost 14 cents higher, and it'll be more than 10 cents higher on the Massachusetts border. So where those differences exist, it's very difficult for our members to maintain their business there.
The Black River Quick Stop in Springfield, Vermont, is near the New Hampshire border. Owner Peter Annis says when Vermont's cigarette tax went up a few years ago, he lost business to out-of-state competitors and believes he will lose even more if the gas tax increases.
With this gas tax that they're talking about, I am figuring that we're going to see a huge loss in gas business, and then that translates a loss in store business. And gas, for the most part, is tied into the retail side of the operation. So anytime you see a loss in gas sales, we see in the store a reduction in store sales. And believe it or not, we don't make a lot of money on gas. And I know people sometimes have a hard time believing that, but we don't. And most of our profit is really based upon our store sales.
Small Dog Electronics CEO and owner Don Mayer says the revenues from an increased gas tax are crucial, and he's pleased the House committee approved the proposal.
The infrastructure in our state of roads and bridges has rapidly deteriorated and got a further hit from Tropical Storm. And we need to be able to provide the funding to improve the infrastructure. It's essential to the economy of the state. This 2 cents is almost meaningless given the volatility of the gasoline prices over the last several years. I am concerned about what is, in essence, a regressive tax. However, this tax is targeted, so it seems to me to have both an environmental impact and a direct impact on a funding mechanism to improve the roads and bridges in our state.
Peter Annis believes Vermont legislators do not need to impose a new tax to find needed revenues.
They have to tighten their own belt, and they got to stop borrowing from other budgets to fund the general fund. I mean, most people have to travel to go to work, and anytime you either increase the tax on gas or whether the price of gas goes up, it's really going to put a burden on everybody. It's not just the retailer.
Under the proposal, the sales tax would go up another 2 cents in July of 2014. According to the Vermont Department of Motor Vehicles, the current gas tax rate is 20 cents per gallon, and the diesel tax rate is 29 cents per gallon. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.